Welcome to Music Scene. I'll tell you, Halloween has come and gone, but the witchy season is still here at Radio St. Pete. I have Hex Appeal, a multi-generational, all-female indie rock band based in Tampa Bay here with me. And I want to welcome Gabrielle Calisi, guitar and vocals. Hello, Gabrielle.
Hi.
Kat Lynn, bass and vocals.
Howdy.
Kelly KJ Jackson, drums.
Hello.
Very brief, and I love that. And you have met Luella Springman before, keys and vocals. Hello, Luella.
Hello.
And the one and only Sandra Donner, photographer to me, but vocals and guitar.
Hi.
So let's start it right off. You all met at February 2024 during St. Pete's inaugural Ladies Rock On. Tell us about that. Let's start with you, Gabrielle.
So Ladies Rock Camp is the adult version of Girls Rock Camp, St. Pete. Girls Rock is a week-long summer camp that takes place in July here in St. Pete, and the campers learn how to play an instrument that they may have never, ever touched before. They learn how to write music, and they're assigned a band. And then they write an original song. They play it in front of 1,000 people. So Ladies Rock Camp is the same format, but just squished into 3.5 days. And we play for a couple hundred folks at Bayboro Brewing, and we were all put together, and we stayed together. It's almost our 2-year band anniversary.
Did you play music before you played with this band?
Not since like high school. I was in a band with two people who played drums, and I played this acoustic guitar, and I knew like 3 chords, so like no.
So we're going to move through this crowd. We're going to find a little bit out about their journey with music. Sandra, you're up next. Tell us how you got started with this.
With Ladies Rock Camp, well, I had a singing history from before, and I knew also some chords and songwriting and all that good stuff, and worked with some producers in Miami. But it had been about 15 to 20 years since I had sang in public. And I thought, since this was also a new town for me and I hadn't played with any musicians here, that this was a good opportunity for me to break again that ice with music. And I never thought that I would still be with the same band.
You know, what's exciting about Sandra as well is she is a well-known music photographer, fashion photographer, and when I was at the Mahaffey, she's also been named by Creative Loafing as one of the best photographers in town, and Nick Steele at St. Pete Life says the same. So I want to move on to Kelly KJ Jackson on drums.
Yes, hello. I had never played an instrument before. I was a volunteer at Girls Rock for several years, and my partner runs the program, so I felt the need to be a participant in the ladies program, and the drums seemed like the only instrument that I could possibly play, so here I am.
And, you know, for those of you who don't know about this, so St. Pete Rocks, there's some people in the Radio St. Pete community, like Annika, and who have gone on to Berklee School of Music and become quite famous. And you guys are at Locotopia and so many places, and you were on, actually, Kelly Clarkson, been written up in the New York Times, in the New York Times, it's the Tampa Bay Times, I Love the Berg, Tank's Good News, Creative Loafing, et cetera, et cetera. So not for any lack of visibility, is Girls Rock Camp is just part of Girls Rock all year round, and it's a welcome and inclusive place. So now I want to move on to the one and only Luella Springman, keys and vocals.
One and only, thank you. to try to keep this brief, because it's actually a perfect storm how I came back into all this. I do have some musical background from childhood, classically trained, didn't enjoy it, left it for years and years. Jump forward, and when I was working for Gator Cases, last minute, Gator Cases was asked to step in for a presenter who had to bag out at the last minute for the Girls Rock Camp Showcase at Janus. And so I was available and stepped in to just introduce a band. And I had never heard of this organization, but once I got there, everybody was so welcoming, and it was so much fun, such an amazing night. I was asking, okay, how do I get involved with this group? And then they mentioned, we also have a grown-up camp coming up for the first time ever. And I said, hell yeah, sign me up.
And, you know, when she's not singing and doing things, she also pens the popular punk granny newsletter. That's for another time. Next up is the one and only Kat Lim. You're also a graphic designer as well, right?
Yes,
and a
I
comedian.
Am.
No, I want to go back to KJ. We're going to come back to you on that. graphic designer, right?
Yes. And comedian.
And comedian. And comedian.
Yes.
Do you perform around town as a comedian?
I do, yes. As a comedian, I'm with the sketch troupe Dirty Johns. We perform at Studio 620. And I'm also a co-host of the stand-up / game show, Big Girl Pants.
We need to have that here. We need to have that on. So tell us a little bit about your musical journey, Kat.
Yeah, so growing up, I started playing the piano when I was 5. Decided to start playing the guitar and the ukulele, and I remember thinking, when I'm 30 and out of my parents' house, I'm going to get a drum set, and I'm going to be loud, it's going to be cool, and I made that vow to myself. Then, years and years went by, I went to college, just stopped playing music altogether. Suddenly, I was 33, I hadn't touched a musical instrument in forever, and I also did not get a set of drums. So Ladies Rock came around, and they needed help with their social media. And so as a graphic designer, I work in all facets of marketing, including social media. So I saw this as my chance not only to help an amazing organization, but also maybe to learn how to play the drums in exchange for my work for social media. And then I got assigned the bass, which was totally, actually, it was perfect. I fell in love with it, and here I am playing the bass with Hex Appeal.
I love that. And by the way, I want to mention that KJ Jackson is also, we love Vertical Ventures, the rock climbing gym. You do so many good things in the community. And do you still have Creative Mornings there?
Thank you. Yes, we do still have Creative Mornings. When they're not in Tampa at Hotel Haya, they are at Vertical Ventures.
Wonderful. So let's talk about what you play. Let's start with Gabrielle. Each of you pick a song that you do and why punk, which I love, by the way.
That's such a good question. I think that for us, especially because of how we were conjured sort of together, as we say, in Ladies Rock Camp, so much of the emphasis of Ladies Rock and Girls Rock is looking at our collective music history and how has music been a tool for, you know, people who have traditionally not always had the microphone to be able to express themselves and express ideas. And all of us are sort of storytellers in our own way. You know, my journey that kind of led me to Ladies Rock Camp was being assigned to write about it for the Tampa Bay Times. And so as I was looking into sort of this experience of what I wanted to say in my music, I really resonated with a lot of like these bands that we were learning about. Like, I love Bikini Kill and anything that Kathleen Hanna does, you know, in La Tigre or the Julie Ruin, of sort of like using the platform as a way to push back. And so that's kind of, I think, why, you know, you can play any genre that you want for Ladies Rock Camp, but I think we all really liked sort of like that punk attitude. But all of us, you know, have a love for the witchy kind of vibes, sort of as we were continuing the band, because when we started for that weekend of Ladies Rock, we were the Bitter Quitters and the Interludes. That was our band name. We decided to keep going and came up with this pun of Hex Appeal, inspired by a roller derby athlete who had that name. And we were like, okay, Hex Appeal, it's like sexy, it's witchy, it's punky, it's a little bit in your face. And so that kind of sort of helped us conjure that within ourselves. So the song that you're going to hear today, Haunted, that was the first one that I wrote for the band. We take turns singing, we take turns writing music. It's really cool to kind of like all get to share this platform and bounce off of each other. But this one I wrote sort of using the metaphor of like being haunted to talk about like when you're obsessed with someone and they're obsessed with you, and it, like the sort of cat and mouse kind of playing off of it. And all of us have our own part to it that we add. Like Loella has these really cool organs that are like kind of crazy Halloween-y. Kat has a verse that's like very funny, but also like cool and gets to scream.
I get to scream. That's great.
KJ like plays the drums like someone is falling down the stairs,
yep.
Which is like very fun. I don't know how to describe it other than that.
Sandra, it's very fun.
Very fun. Sandra Sandra has this like ghostly like ooh, and then we both have our guitar. She's all crunchy and punky, and I'm more like, I use this flanger. It's like wow, wow, wow. And then I get to just like sing like a banshee, which is great. So that's the song that we decided to put out first because like Halloween haunted. But we have more. We have more that the ladies should talk about. I've talked enough.
Okay. Sandra, who are your influences? And tell me a little bit about one of the songs or the music that you brought to this group.
Wow, my influences are very, very far-reaching because I'm Puerto Rican, so I have all the Spanish music and all the island music from the Caribbean, and also because we are kind of like a colony of the United States, mm-hmm. we listen to all the music from the United States, but from the people that I really, really love is like David Bowie, for example. Like that kind of stuff just makes my hair stand. And then as far as music that I brought into the band, we've written several things. The one thing that we're about to finish recording next is a song called "The Show" that I wrote, and it's about being out there. And this is the real me that you're going to be seeing. It's the one that has been me for a long time, but unseen, and it should become an obvious realization once you see me on stage. How happy I am!
Unapologetic self-expression. I love that. Well, all about you, KJ. Tell me about your inspirations and what music you brought to the group.
Well, I like a lot of different music. I'm also a big Bikini Kill fan, Kathleen Hanna fan. So, I really like a lot of different music. I also listen to quite a lot of folk Americana, bluegrass, things that have no drums. So that's interesting. And I have not written any songs, but...
You write poems. I
do write poems. The band often gives me leeway to find my own drum path in the song. And if that's not working out, they tell me what to do. Play some big... what do you say? Big building drums now.
Drum roll from KJ. Fabulous. Miss Loella, what's up? Tell us your influences and what songs you bring and the music that you bring and the influences. Okay.
I feel like it'd be quicker to list what maybe doesn't influence me.
That's true. Go for it, Punk Granny.
Wow, because again, I grew up with classical, but there was also... There weren't other musicians in my house, but we grew up listening to a lot of music. And the things I remember growing up with, my dad was big into doo-wop. And back in the days when we used to have to listen what our parents listened to driving in
That's
the car.
Changed.
Yeah, he had the oldies station on. So I even 30s, 40s music... and then, finding my own path as a teenager with new wave, Duran Duran, John Taylor, if you're listening, I love you.
Shout out, Hex Appeal should open for you.
Yes, thank you. David, I fell in love with new wave music and synthesizers. And so to learn to, learn how to actually, I'm not in the synth phase quite yet with the keyboard, but learning how... to make different sounds and play and just play has been so much fun. And that's what Ladies Rock did for me, because I actually, even though I grew up in the punk era, was not really into the punk during its heyday. But now that I've learned more about it and what it means, because it's the first rule of punk music is just make sound. Be heard. And... what greater message can we send out to, to people, not just women, but everybody, just, giving a platform, a voice to everybody.
Absolutely. Folks, if you've just joined me on Music Scene, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. We are talking to the one and only Hex Appeal, a multi-generational, all-female indie rock band based here. They went from campers to rock stars, and we cannot wait now to hear from Kat Lim. Talk to us, Kat, who plays bass and vocals, about your inspiration and what music you brought to the group.
I have to agree. just getting inspiration from all sorts of genres, but particularly I also really enjoy hip-hop and electronic music. So Missy Elliott, for example, is I probably will never write a rap song up to par to Missy Elliott's, but her originality and how she's just unafraid to be super unique and weird, I take a lot of inspiration from. And then on the electronic music side, Peaches, she has a message and she's very unapologetic about it, but she also has fun and it's hilarious too at times. And Charlie XCX, just for her vulnerability and mixing that with dance music, which you would not expect.
Absolutely. So you're in the process of recording at Dark Matter Studios, is that right? Mm-hmm. When can we expect your debut, Gabrielle?
So actually we have a band summit today where we're kind of planning out our release schedule, because we have fully cooked sort of songs that are original and done. We have oodles of covers, and then we have a bunch more sort of demos and things that like we need to sort of, they're like all the pieces are chopped up, but we need to like put them in the pot and like really have them simmer. So we are going to have a couple new songs that are ready in February to sort of coincide with Ladies Rock Camp, because they're really gracious and they support us a lot after camp has ended. They've, you know, really given us a platform to keep going. So we're hoping that our next couple of singles can come out to coincide with camp, which is, I have it written down on my paper, February 12th through the 15th, and the 15th will be the big show. So we want to have music that comes out around then. And then we have like our whole debut album that we're going to be working on and like really solidifying for 2026.
How can people book the band?
DM us on Instagram, send us an email at hexappealmusic@gmail.com. Come say hi to us at a show. We'll play. I mean, we're down. We're very, yes. Very online. Come find us.
Yes.
And if you're listening to this, folks, you can apply for Ladies Rock Camp right now. Mm-hmm. We'll have the link up on the audio blog that goes with this audio. We'll also have the video up. The final thing I want to say is, what is the experience of empowering each other in the studio? Mm. What do you say for people who want to do music? What is it that you would advise young women to do when they are working together or forming a band? Let's start over here, backwards.
You're going to die someday, so why not?
That's right. Thank you. Go ahead. You can stand on the back of my calling card, Luella.
The biggest thing I always remember from camp, especially, is remember, assume good intentions.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
It's a great place to really like find yourself, be yourself, let that creativity out, and bond with other people.
Sandra?
Yeah, I would say it's a place where you can really be weird and express yourself and really not be afraid, because more than likely it's going to be beautiful what comes out of it.
And finally, Gabrielle, wrapping it up.
I think the thing I want people to take away from this experience and maybe in their own creative practice is it's so important to find your people, to find your creative cluster. We were so lucky to be sort of paired together in a way that they have not told us why they paired us together in this band. But in camp, you know, it was this beautiful moment of serendipity where it's like all of our personalities like really meshed so well together. I think because we care so much for each other, and it's always about the friendship first. We say like the magic is in our friendship at Hex Appeal. Mm-hmm. And so like find the people that you can lean on and love them so much, and like go make something fun together.
In the Japanese culture, they talk about the moai, the five people that you are your third place. This is the moai. I'm so delighted to have Hex Appeal. I want to thank Gabrielle Calisi, who is also the culture reporter, entertainment reporter, music reporter for the Tampa Bay Times, Kat Lim, Kelly KJ Jackson, Luella Springman, and Sandra Donart, Sandra Sonic Photography. Folks, I want you to think about what you're doing for your holiday, and if you can book them before they become famous. And until then, give us a shout out, folks. I want to hear from Hex Appeal. Let it out.
Hell yeah.
That's Hex Appeal, man. They are witchy, fucking hard moves, and a punk attitude. For Radio St. Pete, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Atta girls. Atta girls. Hex Appeal.